Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and Brandon.
Fly away.
There was hesitation.
It got caught in my throat. My frustration didn't even want to leave my throat. Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of What's More Metal. My name is Dan Weber, and joining me, as always, is my good friend Noriko Ott.
Hello, and with us, as always, is producer Randy.
Oh,
producer,
hey.
Randy.
Live.
Honestly, the only reason this podcast exists.
Absolutely.
Is producer Randy.
Producer Randy in the wonderful Carnival Studios.
Thank you. Oh,
God damn it.
The Cranberry Carnival.
The Cranberry Carnival. A Cranival.
Full of sour people.
Yeah. Anyway,
we were recording this the day after Valentine's Day.
Yes,
which means Dan and I think we both decided to not kill ourselves, which is kind of nice. We decided to stick around for some reason.
I used to do this joke, but I used to be like, look, people say that there's a huge spike in suicides on Valentine's Day. Which really isn't true because we're killing ourselves in such large numbers, a few more thousand doesn't even move the needle. And nobody ever laughed. I don't know why. It was always a bummer for everybody.
I worked in this room.
Yeah. Well, of course. A bunch of soulless maniacs.
Yeah, but like... They don't do the thing where, like, is that single people or is that people going, I guess I got the wrong fucking flowers. You know?
Yeah.
Nothing's good enough, you know, like that
kind of shit. I legitimately like Valentine's Day has never bothered me.
Yeah.
Like even I mean, yeah, never. Not even when I was the only one that I recall really being sad over, and I don't think it was Valentine's Day, but I can't remember. Sometime in February or actually no, it was March, so it wasn't even that.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point I took too much Wellbutrin. Like I hadn't taken it for a while.
Right.
And then I just got the max dose, like the 300 milligram dose, and took one of them, which you're not supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
One of the side effects is that is suicidal ideation. So I'm just sitting there really, really thinking about killing myself. But it was in like mid-March in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I mean, it just doesn't. I don't care about it that much.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know. If I took Wellbutrin like that, I wouldn't even know that. I was like, oh, having another Wednesday would be my thought. I'd be like, oh, geez.
No, it's
typical Wednesday.
No, man. I mean, I don't think it's not the same.
Really? I feel like that every time I take I have to fill out like any form. Just like you hand me anything with like name and social security number. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck this. Why don't I have a gun, frankly?
You haven't filed taxes in 20 years.
Oh my God, dude. Filing like taxes anytime. Every single year when I had to fill out the financial aid paperwork again, I would fucking go, what the fuck? I mean, like, because it just enough time had passed where I completely forgot how to fill out the financial aid paperwork. So I would go through the exact same, just complete, like, why do I have an electric oven? Like, what the fuck? I can't have gas. I can't have a gas oven.
I mean,
fuck this.
I guess
100%.
I guess those thoughts have been such a part of my life that I don't even consider that weird.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, my first reaction whenever frustrated at work or anything is like, I should just fucking kill myself. And then I'm like, nah. And then I just do whatever.
Yeah.
But I definitely have that initial, like, instead of being like, man, I should just not do this. It's like, I should just end it so that I don't have to deal with this shit.
That's exactly my thought.
But I immediately dismiss it and then move on. So I don't even think of that as like a suicidal thought. Like I'm talking about, I was sitting in my room in Chicago and I had a pair of scissors in the room, and I had taken the scissors and opened them up and was running the blade along the inside of my arm, thinking like, man, this is just a little bit harder, just a little bit harder, and all this goes away.
Right.
And then I thought, no. And then I thought I was going to check myself into a psychiatric hospital. Uh-huh. But I was like, I don't want to go to just any old one. So I Googled, psychiatric hospital reviews near me.
Yeah.
Right. And then
probably not a lot of glowing
ones. Oh my God. so brutal. So bleak and negative that I laughed till I cried. Like they were so fucking funny that I didn't want to kill myself anymore. So it kind of worked.
The pain of others brought you back.
That would be.
I mean, it was just like one star. It was like they fucking gave me the wrong meds when I told the orderly beat my ass one star. And I'm just like fucking entry after entry of that.
Oh,
and I'm just like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
God, Yelp saved your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Google reviews. But yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. It turns out there are no good ones.
Oh,
if you look at the reviews anyway, nobody ever had a good time at the fucking loony bin.
Well, if you're listening to this, thank you for also deciding to stick around for some reason. Whatever your choice was, salted caramel, petting a dog, maybe you haven't watched the last season of Walking Dead. Whatever your choice was, good on you. And you've also chose. Here's my thing. For getting over any breakup, you gotta your thoughts are your enemy. So all the podcasts, put them in your head. You don't want to have your own thoughts. You want to think our thoughts. So listen to us. And then you also want to bury your feelings, but you also want to bury your dick in as many things as you can.
Yes.
You want to get out there and just run roughshod.
Chlamydia should be the goal.
It should be. Because at least you're like, well,
I got it from somewhere.
I got it, yeah. Hey.
It didn't come from being alone.
Hey, at least I'm changing, you know? at least things are different than they were before, you know? The pain's not in my heart now, you know? And that feels good.
It sucks to piss blood, but it does take your mind off of heartache.
Yeah, you're like... Hey.
Looking at the blood fill the bowl of your toilet, really at that moment, you're like not really thinking about how lonely you are.
Yeah, you're just like, hey... Got something else to think about.
Yeah, oh, got it. Now I got something else I got to take care of for a minute.
Plus,
yeah.
Someone else is joining you in that experience.
For sure. Yeah. Get out there.
Well, you know, maybe if you hate him enough, you just don't tell him. You let him find
we
out.
We should hook back up.
I think at that point, they didn't tell you.
Well, I mean, you know, it depends on how much you fuck.
You can have no symptoms or whatever.
Yeah, you can be asymptomatic for a while.
Yeah.
God I mean, willing. Honestly, unfortunately, herpes in men can A, never appear, mm-hmm. so you have no idea if you have it, and also never show up on the test. The test is not very accurate.
If it doesn't, if you have no symptoms, isn't it like you don't have it? You know what I mean? If it's not a problem to you, isn't it like it's not a problem?
Well, honestly, you know it should be very difficult to transfer because it's fucking, it Except goes through the sores.
To, yeah, yeah.
So you'd have to, like... You'd have to cut your dick and then bleed into her pussy in order, you know.
I guess it must be February if we're talking about this kind of shit. Gonna talk in romance. Here we go.
Look, you don't want to do it when you're erect because then you'll die. You have to make that cut when you're flaccid.
Right. We got Abraham over here talking about cutting dicks. Guys, we're going to do, because it's February, we are doing just this kind of stuff. It's on our mind. So we're doing most metal breakup song because, you know, it's the day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we're doing most metal romantic
couple. Yep.
So that's should be pretty badass. We do this. We pick the most metal version of whatever topic. Those are our topics. And by most metal, I mean most brutal and horrible.
Or whatever. Yeah. Whatever. It's definitely a moving target.
It is.
Most metal is.
It could be most badass, most horrifying.
The one that made me laugh the most.
Yeah, yeah. Which also means most badass or horrifying.
Usually horrifying.
What killed the most people.
Oh, definitely.
It's metal. It's the horror genre of music. So,
yeah.
So to choose who decides who gets to go first, Dan and I roll 20-sided die, the most metal thing possible, to see who cut their dick the deepest. God damn it, I got a 5.
19.
Son of a bitch.
So, all right,
Dan gets to
go
first on the subject of...
Do you have this queued up? Are we doing, which one are we doing first?
Breakup songs. Let's
breakup
do breakup songs.
All right. Do you have that one queued up, Randy?
I'm working on it right now.
All right.
Okay, this is really cool. We're going to...
So I picked a little song by one of my favorite bands, Typo Negative.
Oh, nice. I think I know the song you picked.
The song is called... Unsuccessfully Coping with the Natural Beauty of Infidelity by Typo Negative.
Oh no, that wasn't the song I was thinking.
And this is a selection of the lyrics. You had cock on your mind and cum on your breath, inserted that diaphragm before you left, practicing freelance gynecology, where there's a womb, there's a way, with you it's free, slut, whore, cunt. That's what we're going to listen to right now.
Now, this is by Shakespeare?
Yeah. Well, I mean, kind of. I mean, he's the weirdest motherfucker in metal.
What I love about the dude from Typo, and you can play this whenever, the lead singer's name? Peter Steele.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sings like that classic...
Bella
Transylvanian, like, so it's like, she likes the dark. Yeah. There's all these like really great sounds.
And every single song is full of all of the different types of songs. Like, there's so many different, like, this song is another one where it's just like, it's like there's some fucking acoustic shit and then it gets fucking hard and then they put a fucking harpsichord in it for no goddamn reason.
And I don't know which song is what kind, because they also do kind of a punk rocky thing too. So like, I don't know what this song sounds like exactly, but
it sounds like everything.
Let's check it out.
Let's let it rip. Okay. Go to more punk rock. It's a great breakup song. It's just like chant along. Anytime you chant cunt with gang vocals,
but everybody in the band,
right?
Like, they don't do that in any other song. Like, there's no other song where they harmony except for when they yell all three, those three: whore, slut, and cunt.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. But that's that's a good, any good breakup song is just something, you know, where you could really just air your bitterness and anger.
Oh yeah,
right?
Dude. It's a very angry song.
That's great.
It is not nearly as angry as my backup song, but it's pretty, my backup song is enraged.
I'll
but
have
this
to put it
good.
On my playlist.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with some stuff. That's fucking great. I do like Typo Negative for just like the wide range of their songs are just fun. So, yeah.
That fucking the song Black.
Oh, Black Number One.
Black Number One is so fucking good.
Yeah,
I love that goddamn song.
But like all their songs are just
black lipstick on my balls. She loves the dark.
Just like whatever.
Yeah. But then it always gets like brutal and weird at some point.
It's heavy. I would love it if it was more vampire-y. That's it's just like, oh, cunt. It's very like
he's slurping his words.
It's great. I love that for Peter Steele's songs.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I think that's a great one. Mm-hmm. What's it called again?
It is called Unsuccessfully Coping with the Natural Beauty of Infidelity. It's also a very long and ridiculous fucking...
Is that an acronym? Jesus Christ.
I actually don't, now that I look at it, I don't think so.
Is that spell cunt?
UC?
No, it doesn't. It would be funny if it's spelled cunt, though.
Or something, yeah.
Coping unsuccessfully. It should be coping unsuccessfully with natural,
tendencies.
Transgressions.
Yeah, transgressions.
I don't know.
Testicles.
Testicles. N
Transylvania. my choice, Randy and Dan, is a little ditty by four delightful young men who go by the band name Cannibal Corpse.
Okay.
This sad song is called I Come Blood. Now, the song is not expressly a breakup song, but it is. I think the metaphors are quite clear.
Yeah.
So the lyrics are a little something. Swollen with liquid, ready to burst. A load of my lymph will quench dead body's thirst. 1 month in the grave, twisted and half decayed. She turned putrid yellow. I pissed in her maggot-filled asshole. Fucking the rotten. My semen is bleeding. The smell of decay seeps from her genital cavity. The smell was unbearable. And as I unburied her, so I come blood from my erection. I feel it run down her throat. Blah blah. So, but then what happens is,
what did you just gloss over there?
Tonguing her rotten anus.
Yada yada yada, rotten anus.
Rotten anus.
And if we did that, that would be the episode name.
I guess so. So what happens is, he has to bury her because she smells gross, and then by the end, he's got to make a new dead body to fuck. And so...
Yeah. As you do.
So, yeah. So, that's the song. So, to me, it's like, it's about, see, we've gone through this stuff, and now it's gone bad, this weird thing we had. So, now I have to bury you. You know, now it's gone. And now he's... And I think, you know, any woman could agree with this one, too, but like, where you have to start over again with somebody is like, ugh, I got to... Yeah. I got to start over now and, you know,
it is really
work
a metaphor
somebody
for...
else into something that I can piss in their rotten asshole. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a perfectly good rotten asshole and then it got, you know,
I had
fucked
a good pus ridden genital cavity and then it has to go and get old on me.
Right.
I mean, honestly, it's like, you know, metaphor for aging.
Right.
You think about
true. It's like, ugh, this is gone. Well, I mean, I think there's the natural lifespan of any relationship or human.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then they just put them together.
I would real quick just like to name off the songs in this album.
Oh, yeah. And the album is called what?
The album is called Tomb of the Mutilated.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Cannibal Corpse, dude.
Right.
It's going to be all fucked up.
No, no, all the lyrics are going to be, all the song titles are going to be.
So,
yada, 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 rotten asshole.
First track, Hammer Smashed Face.
Oh, that's a classic, too.
Following up with the aforementioned I Come Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Addicted to Vaginal Skin.
See, that's another one I could have gone with.
See, and that's quite an addiction to have.
No, I'm
that'll
living
fuck
it.
You up.
I'm living that addiction.
Split Wide Open.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Necropedophile.
Is it really is it pedophilia?
It's
if you
kind
fuck
of a victimless crime.
Necropedophile.
Yeah, you're definitely...
It's a victimless crime.
You are not a... If you... Necrophilia definitely fucking supersedes pedophilia by a long way.
Yeah, I feel like...
Like, you just like fucking dead bodies. It just so happens that it's smaller. But it's not aging. It's not aging at all.
You pulled it out of the drawer of your mom. And to ignore. Yeah. Listen to last week's episode.
And then you put it on the gung for fucking... get it in the proper position.
Yeah, your necro sex wing.
Yeah. The next one is called The Cryptic Stench.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Ooh, where's it coming from? I think we've all lived in that apartment. In that apartment
for
where
sure.
You gotta find it.
Nariko, I gotta imagine this one's your favorite. Entrails Ripped from a Virgin's Cunt.
I think that's the first, no shit, I think it's the first Hannibal's Corpse song I ever heard. I'm like,
Well, that's the name of a song that you show to somebody the first time.
It's either that or Fucked with a Knife. It's one of those two songs. I'm not even kidding.
I'm guessing it's their hit song, Fucked with a Knife.
Yeah. It's the feel-good hit of the summer, Fucked with a Knife.
We also have Post-Mortal Ejaculation. And before I Come Blood Live, to close it out, you have Beyond the Cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
Which not as not as nuts, but
yeah.
That's quite a track list.
Dude, that is probably not even their worst, honestly. This is probably where, yeah, it's just before the band fucking lost their way, you know? they sold out.
You want to check out the first minute of this
song? Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
It's going to be heavy.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to be able to make out any notes in this at all.
Or the lyrics. Although you never can with Cannibal Corpse. Right.
But just the way the audio's coming through on the board, it's like getting buried pretty hard. Oh, that's an oompa. There was an oompa drum beat. It's like... It already happened. Oh, now we're feeling it. They should just add that.
Yeah, Cannibal Corpse, when you guys send your cease and desist, take that into consideration.
Anyway, it goes on like that.
Yeah, we have to cut it. before we get sued.
There's just a... Then there's the sound of someone, trying to fuck a bear, basically. Yeah. But yeah, so I chose like I said, it's a metaphor for things going bad. You know, it's like
it's
you used to
metal.
Have something good, in this case, a rotten corpse to fuck, but then that too much of a good thing, too much rot. You gotta start over. You gotta find a whole fresh person to kill and let Listen, go bad. And we've all been there. Metaphorically.
Pus starts as a lubricant, but then it gets tacky.
Yeah, we all know this. Good Lord.
Is that the branded lube that comes with the spider mandible fleshlight?
It is.
Pus? Lube. Fuck pus.
We'll just call it pussy. It's like, but
you want some pussy?
Hot pussy. Get some of that hot.
There should be an umwad over the
Jesus
U.
Christ. We've lost the we had, listeners. Jesus Christ. That's amazing.
We definitely lost our last female listener.
That was it. Well, like, I'll come back. Maybe never, actually.
Thank God neither one of us are running for president. Because there is no fucking way.
And with that, we buried our last female listener. Also in a shallow grave. Sorry. A shallow grave of other podcasts.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. It's metal as hell. That's,
it's fucking metal song.
It's a very...
Sure.
It's the epitome of incredibly brutal metalness. Yeah. And it's, like I said, we've all been there. We've all had to start over.
It's not an everyday listening for me.
Yeah.
Cannibal Corpse, but every once in a while
they got really good riffs. Grindcore like that isn't my favorite genre of metal, but you can't go wrong with Cannibal Corpse. It's
honestly, if you don't even pay attention to the lyrics, it's just really cool music. And
out any lyrics anyway.
It just sounds like another instrument. He's just like brr.
Yeah. So, reading the Zagat's Guide reviews of Michelin star restaurants.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
So, I have a backup.
Yes, you do.
The backup is a song by the band Dope called Die Motherfucker Die. And the lyrics are, I don't need your resistance. I don't need your prayers. I don't need no religion. I don't need a thing from you. I don't do what I've been told. You're so lame. Why don't you just go die, motherfucker, die, motherfucker, die.
I like it.
It's even better.
I've never even heard of the band Dope. What are they?
I have no idea. That's the first I've heard of them too, but I kind of like this song anyway. They're like a metalcore band.
And give them a shot?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Fuck yeah. Did you start it where I...
Just go!
It started from the beginning. I don't give a shit. Just keep it going. Eh?
Are the vocals like buried deep in the mix, right?
I think it just goes on like this for a little bit before it gets to. Maybe we just can't hear the fucking lyrics at all.
Yeah.
Shut up! Oh,
no.
I like the riff a lot.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got like. You haven't listened to music with me before Heavy Randy. I get very intense.
I've heard.
I'm literally like, well, I can't tell but this mix, but it sounds like a Mesa Boogie amp. Like, I can almost tell by the fucking distortion. But this is a weird mix coming through this, the thing. Dan knows I'll pick out specific things and be like, oh, weird. They're good. They're using a ring modulator pedal on this part or whatever. I get nerdy.
I don't think we can hear the lyrics.
Well, I do. Well, you read them. And
yeah.
That's,
and really, that's kind of what, I mean, it's that gives you the idea of what
die,
the song.
Die, motherfucker, die, motherfucker, hey.
Yeah. Kind of.
I always add the high note. Ma. That's not, awesome.
Yeah. I really, when I was trying to find a song, I was like, yep, this one works. This one's fucking tight as shit.
Nice. I I'm a big fan of. I think breakup should be a genre that just you could probably like a compilation of.
Yeah.
I love them. They're great. Breakup. The breakup genre of music to me is a lot like the revenge, film genre.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, ugh, these are always great. Like, you know, it's like they're horrifying and awful, but also great. So, my backup is a little song. It's called Reptile by Nine Inch Nails. My friend Jeff brought this to me when he was going through a breakup, and he showed it to me. And it's actually about Trent Reznor breaking up with Tori Amos. And but it's the song itself is just like I'm not the biggest Nine Inch Nails fan, but this song has like just everything in terms of bitterness and anger and radness. Give it a shot. Can we give this a listen, Randy? But it's the main thing to listen to here is, so it starts with a couple seconds of some beep boops, but there's actually a full minute of beep boops we're skipping past, but
right,
is it playing now?
Starting at 50 seconds, right?
Yeah, is it starting now? Okay, here we go. Yeah, so but the rhythm when it kicks in is just the sound of a Terminator walking, which is tight as fuck. It's just this, it's a Terminator. It's a Doom machine coming at you.
Yeah.
Kill you. And, I don't know. It's just got some of the best fucking lyrics ever. The third line is, she's got the blood of reptiles underneath her skin. Who hasn't felt that in that moment? Yeah. Oh, this is a. You can't hear shit in this mix. Turn this on.
Yeah, you can't hear the lyrics.
Oh my god. Well, trust me, it sounds better than that. So, sorry, Randy. That's fucking like. No.
Sounded better when we tested.
It's okay. That's fine.
It's fine.
It happens. No, just in the mix, it's like it's just buried under.
I gotta say, the weirdest thing about that story is that Trent Reznor was dating Tori Amos.
It's weird. That's a weird one.
I don't even know, like, where is their common ground? Because fucking, as far as I knew, like, Trent Reznor at one point...
They're both pretty depressed people.
Trent Reznor at one point was recording an album by sitting inside the furnace in a crematorium. He was recording from inside of there for the sound. Like...
Yeah.
That's next level shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's Tori Amos. She just sat about dogs. Like, I don't, you know, I don't get the fuck. I mean,
they both wrote fucking fucked up breakup songs about each other.
I don't know that.
Pretty tight. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, if I had to pick which one I thought was more metal, you know how I went with this, but.
Sure.
But that line, just, I mean, but like I said, like, she has the blood of reptiles and shit, like, she spreads herself wide open to let insects in and shit. Like, it's just like brutal lyrics. I fucking love them.
It's fucking tough.
It's real tough.
Man, he must have hated her.
Dude,
fierce.
It's like, yeah. Hold on. Let's see. The chorus is, oh, my beautiful liar. Oh, my precious whore. My disease, my infection. I am so impure. Like, it's like, mwah. But the thing about, yeah, I don't know. But who hasn't felt that when you break up with somebody who's like, this cold-blooded reptile motherfucker? Like, I love it. So anyway, none of this is autobiographical. So there's definitely no TMI here. But yeah, so, but definitely not a song I listen to every day.
or live.
Yeah, definitely not. Next topic.
Next topic.
Oh, Dan's getting into it now.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't you shame him.
I'm not shaming him.
So we're going to do romantic couples.
Yes.
And because I went first in the last time, go first this time.
Okay. So this one, this wasn't my first pick originally, but then I was talking with somebody and, I went back, but I'm going to go with a guy named Jack Parsons and then his wife's sister, whose name was Sarah fucking something. Fuck. Of course I had to open up a new fucking thing. Jack Parsons and his, it's Sarah, his wife's sister. But basically Jack Parsons was the head of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in the 60s. He started it. He also was hanging out with Aleister Crowley and was into sex magic and started big fuck cults where they would cast spells by fucking in a big pile.
Yeah.
So his wife wasn't into it, so he started seeing his wife's sister, and then they started doing stuff. Then Jack Parsons gets involved with L. Ron Hubbard, who also gets in on the fuck piles.
Yeah.
And then Sarah leaves Jack for L. Ron Hubbard and like steals one of his boats and takes off. They end up like, L. Ron Hubbard and Sarah end up like extorting him or like gouging him or frauding him out of his like life savings, like Jack Parsons' life savings, because he's like addicted to heroin. And then he ends up blowing himself up in an accident. And then later on they find out that it's according to, I think there's a book called Sex and Rockets that came out about him. Sex and Rockets, The Occult World of Jack Parsons.
Yeah.
In that book, they talk about there's a black box that was contained, several reels which showed Parsons having sex with his mom and a dog.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
Most metal romantic relationship, Jack and Sarah.
Jack and Sarah. That is sweet.
Yeah,
honestly.
It's got everything. It's got rockets. It's got, he killed himself with an explosion in a shed.
Yeah.
Like, good way to go. My guess is that he had to fill out a form and said, fuck this.
He just like, fuck it. Oh, you mean I got to do my taxes again? Blam.
I'm going to pull the pin on this and then decide. Like, that's what I'm going to do.
Yep.
Yeah. But there's a really great Dollop episode about it. So there's a podcast called The Dollop. Look it up. I can't remember. It's called Jack Parsons, but it's fucking fantastic.
Yeah. He was batshit for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like if somebody comes, okay.
What was the movie called? Like
what?
The one where he fucked his mom and his dog.
Oh,
stop or my mom will come.
Down boy. Yeah.
Woof woof, it's Mother's Day.
Oh man. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't know. That's a hard one to name.
Airbud semen receiver.
Yeah, but did he fuck the dog or was the dog fucking his mom? That's really.
But they were just, I don't know, some kind just, of three way. I don't know,
in a three way with reason, a dog, the dog just kind of, it can't take directions. Man. Like it doesn't. It just does whatever.
I don't know. You put your, okay. I know you put the sex mittens on the front side because they have those dew claws and that will get in. Yeah, that's. I mean, you don't. That's something. And then, I mean, that's common knowledge. And then, I don't know. I mean, well, like any three-way, it's always about, there's always the blocking. You know what I mean? It's always like, okay, you stand over there, and then I'll get underneath you, and then you go over here and sit on my face. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, that's always the problem with the three-way is like, who does what? There's always got to be a director.
It's, you know, you got to, just a little bit of communication.
Just like, look, just wherever. Like, I'm going to go over here now. Like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like blocking is always the situation with... Randy, how do you do it?
What?
The three ways.
I haven't.
What? Okay.
Really?
That's cool. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean... I mean, you have that religious background, so...
I am Ashkenazi.
Where'd you... you're like, oh, you can't have a three-way and then get buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't have a three-way and then mix up the shit in the dishwasher. It doesn't work.
Wear mixed fiber clothes.
You can't wear, yeah, mixed fiber.
You can't have a three-way on polyester cotton blend sheets. Otherwise, you're going to burn in hell.
Can't have a three-way.
You got to separate your milk from your meat.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't have my ice cream on the same plate as my steak.
Yeah, yeah, you can't. Hey, guys, we can't put whipped cream on this dick. It's not kosh.
Did you eat cheese before you came here? Because that'll be a problem.
Yeah. I think I found a loophole. Put whipped cream in my mouth and then suck your dick.
This might be the worst one of these episodes we've ever done. And that's really saying something.
I don't know.
I mean, I know I helped, but still.
But let's, look, give it some time. I think we can probably bottom out.
I'm just saying this.
I'm sure we could get worse.
That's what Jack Parsons said.
Yeah.
Yes.
With his dog.
Yeah. He's trying to.
Hey, boy. Go to mom. So it was his mom and the not the dog's mom.
Did that Eiffel Tower the dog?
What? How would you even know if the Eiffel Tower the dog?
Well, he might have done an Eiffel Tower where the dog was one side of it.
Oh, sure.
Like he's got.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense.
But yeah. Once the dog side's like the collapsing side of the tower.
Oh, yeah.
Can you high five or are you just constantly holding the dog's paws?
No, you just rub him, rub his snout. Give him a little scratch on the head. Like, good job, boy.
I figured it out. He's Jack Parsons, the head of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. So, of course, he's into red rockets. He loves them.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm just saying. He really loves red rockets, you guys. Like, he loves them.
That's really stupid.
I'm sorry,
you hate history.
But why do they call, dude, they shouldn't even, calling it a red rocket is so much more impressive than it really is. It's just a dog's dick. Like, I don't know why we call it the red rocket. It's not, it doesn't go anywhere.
No.
It's just.
It goes in your mouth.
No.
It orbits my butthole.
It pokes around.
Uranus. Come on, these are easy. Guys.
It rubs on my thigh a lot.
It explodes in your hand if you touch it enough.
If you squeeze it.
Yeah.
It definitely comes out.
4th of July. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, rockets, red glare.
They come,
it's like when a dog
we're
comes
mad
blood.
At our own riffing on the subject, which is fun.
Dude, it's like
we're doing a lot of riffing and hating every one of them. Why are we doing that?
I think if
let's be more supportive about these dog dick puns, people. Come on.
If the dog comes blood, that is the rocket's red glare.
My God.
All right, I don't know how we're going to go.
Bad dog. Bad. You don't come chlamydia. Bad dog.
How did you get it? All right, so I have a romantic couple.
Tastes like dog chlamydia.
Oh, yeah.
These. I feel like we... Okay, sorry.
So, my... Wow. I don't... We got
have
no...
Have you said anything on this topic yet?
No.
Okay.
This is my first go around. My most metal romantic couple.
Beethoven's three way. Come on.
Air Bud Orgy.
Turner and Hooch and Cooch. I just want to know what was written on the reel.
Lady of the Tramps.
Well, there's a
isn't Lady of the Tramp. And
there's
the,
that Tramp. Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Clifford the Big Red Dick.
The Big Red Dong.
The Big Red Dong.
Clifford has a big red dong. All right. My choice for most metal couple, romantic couple, is Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they were in love.
Mm-hmm.
They murdered a shitload of people.
Yep.
They stole even more stuff. And then they died in a hail of lead, the likes of which has never been done in the U.S. Like if you've seen a picture of the cars that they were in?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
It just, mm-hmm. I mean, it you're surprised it's still structurally intact. Like it just, there's one hole for every inch.
Yeah.
I looked it up. So Clyde died with 17 bullet holes and Bonnie had 26.
Wow.
Which honestly.
Women always have to work like 10%, 20% harder.
I kind of expected her to have less, honestly.
Oh, really?
Have earned less lead, but no. This was definitely a step forward for feminism.
She had to work 20% harder just to get the same amount of death.
Yeah.
And I think that's really telling.
What a fucked up wage gap.
Yeah. Yeah, you earned a little bit more lead.
Well,
there.
They were using Tommy guns back then, and a Tommy gun shoots a .45 slug.
Oh yeah.
So the fucking and it's dirty hairy gun. Yeah. It's that, but a machine gun.
Right.
Like it's fucking a crazy fucking caliber, a bullet.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how they held onto those things when they shot them, because I've shot a .45 once and it damn near knocked me. I mean, it was really hard to hold straight.
Yeah.
Like it kicks like a motherfucker.
Oh yeah, that's probably why it was so riddled, because it's just a spray of trash.
Oh yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
You need to harness it against your shoulder there, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, but there's
no
real aim.
Prop it up against their hip.
There's no aim. Oh, it's okay. You're just kind of fucking holding on, and you're like, east.
For dear life.
Bullets east is the... Like,
the motherfucker must have been hot as shit, too. Like it must have just gone, glowing and shit.
Oh, for sure. There's no way that thing... I bet they jammed up, too, for how hot they get and shit. Like, that's a fucking grip of...
That's a lot of bullets.
That's a ton. The magazines are fucking insane.
Yeah.
Then they just got a drum.
Big drum magazine,
I mean, I don't even know how many bullets those fucking things held, but...
Let's find out.
A bunch, probably.
Yeah.
God damn. And they robbed like a fucking grip of banks too, which is awesome. Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde's cool. They dressed rad.
Yeah. They were dope. They were like famous for being criminals.
Yeah.
Back at a time when like people who stole shit were considered heroes.
Yeah. Well, it's because nobody had anything.
Yeah, it's the fucking Great Depression. And they were giving money away to their families.
Yeah.
They would drive through West Dallas and fucking hand it out.
Fucking awesome.
Tommy gun drum held between 50 and 100 rounds.
God damn.
That is honestly not that much.
That's a good fucking
amount. For a gun that came out in 1920.
When your bullets aren't in a chain.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like being fed, they aren't chain fed.
Well, it's a chain that they just wound up in that drum.
But it's not, you know what I mean? Like,
it's not coming out of an ammo box kind of a chain.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. You, like a fucking, like when the, what are the Gatling gun?
An AK doesn't hold 100 bullets. Like, I mean, that's.
No.
I'm an AK that's holds about like 15, 20, 30 probably.
Maybe 30.
I believe that you can get clips that will hold that much for an AK-47.
Probably 50 clip. I doubt they could hold 100.
There's like giant one. Like you have to.
Is a big round too.
Standard is 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, it's a lot of bullets.
But there are 75 round drums.
Yeah.
For an AK.
Oh, of course. There's the sky's the limit when you're
inventing death.
When you're a gun nut. There's no such thing
as too many bullets.
Yeah. Like, look, the founding fathers wanted me to have a bazooka. We all know
there are approximately 75 million AK-47s out there.
Oh, just enough.
Yeah.
Just enough. I will say this about the AK. I just have no weird facts about them. But like, in Vietnam, the Vietnamese soldiers had them, and they loved them because they just never jam the mechanisms. Yeah. Though they make some fire, it's like super simplistic. So they would throw them in like a big like rice paddy, like in the mud, and then run away, and then just like
come back
and then come back, pick it up all muddy, and shoot the fucking thing. Like they were like, Yeah. They're really resilient.
Yeah, they're a badass gun.
And they're a great way to get out of filling out forms.
Yeah. Especially if you point it at yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you could just, it'll really take care of that pesky brain matter. Just get it right out of your head.
Yep.
You don't have to think about forms ever again.
Never.
You put, yeah.
Another quick fact, can fire up to 600 rounds a minute.
That's just enough. I mean, that is exactly the amount that I think, that all the founding fathers were thinking about.
Yeah,
they're
for
like,
sure.
Oh, thank God.
10 bullets a second?
Well,
hell yeah.
I mean, what's more well-regulated than 600 bullets a minute?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's 10 a second?
From a Russian.
Yeah, 10 a second.
10 a second. That's
That's a lot.
That's fast.
That's a lot.
A quick gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a backup?
I did. My backup is, of course, Oedipus. Oedipus and his mama. Oedipus, of course, had the hots for this lady. They bang down.
Yeah.
And then old boy style, find out they're related.
Yep.
And then Oedipus gouges out his own eyes with his thumbs, which is so just romantic. You know what I mean?
You know?
It's I know that's two motherfucking things I did in a row, but I don't care. And again, this is about what's the most fucked up thing possible, and that's just gouging out your own eyes with your thumbs is a good move.
Yeah.
I like that.
After fucking your mom.
Huh?
After fucking your mom.
Yeah. But, dummy, it's like your eyes aren't where the image is kept. They didn't know enough about the brain to know that that would remove the visions from your head.
I will also say, as an adopted kid, right? Having the possibility of actually committing such a crime, I wouldn't even feel bad.
Right.
Like if I ended up, like if I wasn't raised by the woman.
Right.
And it ended up fucking her and I came out of her pussy. Like, so?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even understand the problem.
Here'd be my thing. I'd be like, okay, look, first off, we can only do this one or two more times. At the most.
I wouldn't even stop.
I'd be like, no.
I would be like, hey.
No, that's still it's still incest and that's not okay. And now that we know that, one or two more times for old time's sake, and then we're done. And we never have to think about it again besides the pictures.
I don't even consider, I would honestly not even consider that incest.
Why?
You were not raised by the person. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
I mean, look,
no.
my emotional connection
look,
to
a
my
sister, maybe, but like a mom, that's just gross.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
I like that. I'm like a sister. Come on. Sure. First cousin. Yeah. Not a big
Absolutely.
Deal. Yeah. Not even a big deal.
No hesitation.
Yeah. But I mean,
didn't Einstein fuck his cousin?
Oh, yeah.
Like a couple of them?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That used to be very common.
If it's good enough for a genius, you know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
It's good enough for Germans.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if, I mean.
Name one sex act that Germans are into that's bad. You can't do it.
If I met my birth mother and I started fucking her before I knew that she was.
Okay.
Right? And then I found out, if I was into her, I wouldn't even care at all.
Right. Well, I mean, but they would also make the diaper play you're into more meaningful.
Well, I mean, I will admit it would be hotter.
Look, you were my mommy anyway, so
yeah.
Now when you spank me, it just means more.
It just yeah. So anyway.
Look, are you gonna change my diaper or what?
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we
the
doing?
Fuck.
So yeah, I'm just saying. I don't think it. I being the only person in the room that could actually conceivably have that happen.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't. I mean, I don't know very many other people who are adopted, but I'm guessing they wouldn't care either.
Yes, she's my mom, but she's also a cartoon bear.
Yeah.
And I'm a cartoon fox, so it's not even weird.
Yeah.
On the weirdness part of this, I'm a. Us being furries is number one. Us being mother and son is probably second.
Listen,
you know,
we're both other kin, so who cares?
Now we're gonna watch a cartoon of a octopus fuck a lady, and then we're gonna get it on while she changes my diaper and I ride around like a horse. I don't understand why. Why is this weird?
So we got the red lightning round. You ready for that?
Oh, you want to move on? Okay, yeah. That's...
Tired of talking about fucking my birth mother.
Sorry.
Or I
having to defend it.
Think of anything.
You don't have to. I kind of agree with you, honestly. If you didn't know, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I mean, I would stop, but that's me. I'm a puss.
Keep going.
Okay, here I go. We did polls and of like who won last week's episode. I only put them up on Twitter because I got lazy. So yeah.
Oh.
So they're only on Twitter.
Oh.
So we don't have any Instagram polls this week, unfortunately. Shit. Well, whatever. So we can still gauge winners and losers.
Okay. Speaking of which, I pulled those up to buy time.
What?
I forgot. I didn't pick a ride the lightning round.
Oh, that's fine.
Pulled up Twitter.
Totally great.
So for the most metal piece of IKEA furniture with 55% of the votes, it's definitely going to be Malm.
Oh, shit. Just beating out the Gungung.
Yeah.
The swing you can fuck or kill yourself with.
Oh, of course.
The Malm, yeah, the deadly dressers.
Right. And then for most metal god of love, with 80% of the votes, it was Freyja.
Freya. Okay, cool.
There you go.
Fuck yeah, thanks guys. Definitely make sure you vote on that shit whenever I get around to putting it up, when and if. And then also, you know, just let us know. Like, if you have a one that's... There was a couple from a couple weeks ago where people were like, hey, this is pretty fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. And I always love reading those and shit. Yeah. And like, there's always like really cool stuff in there. So, man, make sure you do that. I think it's time for the Ride the Lightning Round. Ride the Lightning Round. Where Dan and I, just from the top of our heads, without any research,
yeah,
talk about fucking my mom. So, yeah.
Your mom.
My mom.
No.
Whatever, fine. Just my mom's not good enough, I guess. Sorry, Mom. I bet my mom listens to these. I'm so sorry. I keep bringing her up in jokes and stuff, and I don't mean to. Whatever. Have you had a chance to pick a topic? Producer Randy.
This will work. Most metal non-guitar solo.
Oh, so a solo that's just not guitar in a song.
Right.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
Wow. Right.
I think I got one. I already got one in my head, I think. 12. 14, I think.
Oh, I'm gonna throw this out there because neither one of you has said anything. Not including Inagata De Vita.
Oh, that
18-minute long drum solo.
Oh,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah. That wasn't going to be on the thing.
Okay, all right. I wasn't.
It was definitely, even think that's for, is that especially metal? It's especially long.
It's especially long.
Yeah.
It's true. There's a 20-minute guitar solo in the Creedence Clearwater Revival's Heard It Through the Grapevine Live.
Yes, there is.
That's the most obnoxious thing in the world to listen to. If you want to go by long and upsetting, that'll do it. You got a 14, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay. You get to go first.
Uh-huh. So, most metal non... Fuck.
Jeez.
That is a tough one.
Most metal non-guitar... Oh, fuck. I've got one. I've got another one.
God damn it. I don't remember the name of the song. But there's one Led Zeppelin song.
Oh, go on.
Where John Bonham just goes ape shit on the
Moby
drums.
Dick?
It's probably Moby Dick.
Moby Dick, yeah.
That huge drum solo?
Yeah.
That's Moby fucking Dick. Sick. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that one for sure.
That's fucking awesome. Because John Bonham's drum set, that Ludwig set is like legendary for like that big fucking crazy sound.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, yeah. Fuck yeah. That's a great one.
Plus, just Bonham in general.
Yeah.
He's like the most legendary fucking drummer.
He drank himself to death, too.
Yeah.
It's like,
he was a shitbag of a human being.
What? The guy that fucked somebody with a fish? You're telling me?
That was Jimmy Page.
Oh, I thought he was also involved.
John Bonham would get shit-faced and then shit his clothing, like, entirely, and then force his roadies to trade clothes with him.
Where are my pants? You put these pants on, right? Put them on! I wore them all day. You could wear them for 5 minutes. Put them on. You put on my shit pants. Put on my shit pants and tune my snare, you fuck. Put it on John Bonham.
Dude, John...
Put on John Bonham's bottoms. You wear John's bottoms. You wear them! I got a... I make a big boom boom. I'm John Bottoms. I make a big boom boom. And you wear the boom boom bottoms. God damn. Damn it. Don't you look at me. Do you work here?
I've never been that drunk.
Yeah, that's
insanely drunk. Drink till you shit yourself and be like, hey, where are my fucking pants?
Oh my God.
you're gonna wear these. I go commando, so just the pants.
Wear the pants. They're tight. Bottoms.
What's your waist size? What's your inseam? That's what I need to know. Oh shit! It's gonna be real tight on you. It's gonna squirt.
I have a 30-inch waist.
30-inch waist. Oh man! Wow.
That's right. It's a vodka dump. That's what that smells like. I was thinking about John Bonham. I was gonna say, speaking of dudes who've shit themselves drinking, when I was in jail for my DUI 2005, never forget. when I was in jail, my roommates threw a big party at our house, and our friend Steve. My roommate wakes up and there's a big pile of shit in the kitchen, but there's like, and then a shitty pair of pants next to it, and then one shitty footprint going through it, through the kitchen that he follows down the hallway to the couch where Steve has his bare shitty ass aimed to the sky. And it's my buddy Chris, whom I'm still like best friends with.
Yeah.
He shakes Steve and he's like, dude, Steve, what the fuck? You shit on my floor. And he just goes, Chris B set me up. Like that's what he said. He thinks somebody else shat his pants for him and then left a shit footprint to the couch and then shit on his ass. Like in the ultimate fucking blackmail scenario, yeah. Look what he did. I don't remember doing it. And when I used one of my phone calls home to be like, hey, how's it going? And then I was told that story and it made jail pretty nice. Like, that kind of rules. Yeah. That's exactly the kind of story you want to hear.
Yeah.
When you're, hey guys, how's it been? I've got to tell you a story. Steve shat our floor. So most metal non-guitar solo. I'm going to have to go with Jackal's chainsaw solo from I'm a Lumberjack Baby.
Yeah.
The Lumberjack song.
Yeah.
It's so stupid and amazing.
It is really dumb.
It's so dumb. But the dude is playing a chainsaw in a solo. Have you ever heard that, Randy?
No.
It's pretty fucking fantastic in that it's dumb as hell. It's great. It's a kind of a blues song, so it's like, I'm a lumberjack, baby.
Yeah, he literally plays
just
the
revving.
Chainsaw. Yeah.
Yeah, he revs a chainsaw.
As a solo.
As a solo.
There's but no
a bunch
melody
of times during
but there
the
is a melody.
Yeah.
Because it goes, those are notes. It's like a theremin. It's like a gas powered theremin.
A theremin provides pitch, though.
That is a pitch. Those are tones, Randy.
All right.
I'm just saying. It's not going. That's rhythm. It has different notes.
See the chainsaw in your eyes when
you do
that.
Dude, fuck it. Because I'm going to kill you. You're making me explain. I clearly did a melody.
Yeah. That one's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, just in terms of instruments to play.
Yeah, that's rad.
Shitty,
yeah.
You know, shitty chainsaw. It's pretty awesome.
I mean, there was a band for a little while. They were never big or anything, mm-hmm. but this band Hitting Birth that played in Portland for a while,
mm-hmm.
they would play, they would bring a grocery cart, a metal grocery cart on stage, and then they would play it with a metal grinder. They're just like... And they would do it so that the sparks would shoot off of the fucking thing into the crowd.
That's tight.
They were dope. They were, but they were like a really bizarre industrial kind of, you know.
Right.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah. That's fucking cool, though.
And another band, this band Chikung, who was a like a like an anarchist collective that would play like they were like an acoustic industrial band. Like mm-hmm. they had these huge drums, and they would do this weird shit. They'd have like five guys on didgeridoos,
yeah,
just like playing all at once,
nice.
And it actually sounded pretty fucking dope.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, but they were you could never find. I mean, I think Chikung is on Spotify, maybe. Hitting Birth might also be, but I don't know.
Yeah.
They were never a nationally known act, so.
Jeez. What's another?
This band Critters Buggin' that I used to listen to in the 90s had a lead saxophone player.
Yeah.
And
he had pedals
and whatnot, effects.
Yeah.
So it was pretty tight.
I was going to say probably like a Morphine song, because they have like, they would have... Like there's a song where they have like wah pedals mm-hmm. hooked up to his like baritone sax, which sound really fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's just a cool band in general, because like the bass player played a bass with a guitar slide on it.
Yeah.
And oh,
like,
nice.
So I just, these really cool.
Yeah. Morphine was dope.
Yeah.
I remember
lead singer
when they
died on stage.
Yeah.
Pretty tough.
I remember when they first came out.
Yeah.
I was hanging out at
they're
this fucking
Seattle
tiki
band.
Bar.
I'm sure you freaking caught them.
Yeah, they were.
Once or
they came through town. They would play at this fucking tiki bar that I met my ex-wife at.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty tight.
Yeah.
I would see them a lot. Them and the Dandy Warhols were the fucking house band of that bar.
Oh no shit!
But this was like in 90 yeah. fucking 3 and 4 and shit.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. What was Yeah, I was gonna say like that riff from Baker Street probably is sick. You know. That one. And then yeah.
Mm.
The whistle solo from Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Yeah.
The wow. saxophone solo from Money is pretty fucking cool.
Oh yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. It's cool to find like a non-instrument when somebody just like fucking mm-hmm. crushes it. I think Frank Zappa used to play a bicycle with drumsticks.
Yeah,
and shit. Like
that's rad.
Yeah, pretty cool.
How about the fucking the vocal the scat stylings of the dude from Korn.
Oh shit, there you go.
Yeah.
What a fucking
yeah. I mean, it was not lyrics.
They're not. Yeah, you're right. That's
I mean, it's an instrument.
Oh yeah, no, scat solo counts for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Or either that or Spin Doctors. They both had good scat parts.
Oh god.
Which one's more metal? You can't decide. Spin Doctors or Korn. I think they're pretty much the same.
Yeah. Two princes.
Yeah. There's a band called Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum, and they had a percussionist instead of like a drummer, and they had this rack of chains that they would just pull onto the floor.
That's dope.
And so like I don't know if they ever did a solo with it exactly, but I'm like, that's probably because they were like an incredible band. That a violinist, a fucking guy that played like chains and shit and breaking bottles and stuff on like which is yeah. So that stuff's really cool. There's a fucking I Hate God song where they do that, where they're just throwing chains into a wall and smashing bottles, and the lead singer's just like, it's tight as fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that was the Ride the Lightning round. Those were us. That's us riffing off the top of our head, delving into the wealth of half baked knowledge in our heads.
Yeah.
To give that to you. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at What's More Metal. We aren't really on Facebook too much, but we try to post on there every once in a while. And definitely just if you have any fucking anything at all, like leave it on there. Leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
Tell us we fucking suck or
yeah.
just
or
Google some Google a horrifying factoid and then
yeah.
just post
leave it for us.
Leave it in the comments.
Yeah.
Five-star review, you know, an AK-47 holds 30 bullets on average in the clip. It can, you know, whatever. And they're like, boom, that's great. And then someone just goes scrolling through going, what the fuck is this? And that's our whole goal.
Yep.
Yep.
So that'll do it, I think.
Yep. That's the episode.
That's going to be the episode, guys. Thanks for joining us and sticking around through Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Later.
Bye.